Good afternoon. With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. A second visitor has been injured near Governor's Beach this month after what appears to be an attack by a fish in local waters. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Without identifying the type of fish involved, government says there was a, quote, incident on Monday involving a visitor who sustained an injury while in the water near Governor's Beach. Quote, immediate action was taken by a multi-agency team consisting of the Department of Environment Marine Unit and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Air Operations Unit, who are working to locate and remove the fish from the area using all available resources. The woman injured was transported to the hospital to receive treatment for her injury. While marine life encounters resulting in injury are, quote, rare in the Cayman Islands, local authorities encourage beachgoers to remain mindful of their surroundings while in the water, adding that in the interest of public safety, members of the public and visitors are, quote, strongly advised to exercise extreme caution while in the waters near Governor's Beach. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, a summer program designed to prepare the next generation of insurance professionals has ended on a high note for the Cayman Islands. Three Caymanian interns, Jalitza Ebanks, Kaylee Japal, and Caleb Ebanks, took part in the six-week CPCH summer internship program, gaining experience in everything from underwriting and claims management to customer service and risk assessment. The program concluded with a regional pitch competition in the Bahamas, where Cayman interns Jalitza Ebanks impressed judges with her climate relocation assistance program, securing first place and a $500 award. Organizers say the initiative continues to bridge the gap between academic learning and professional careers, while creating opportunities for young talent across the region. And the Water Authority Cayman is advising motorists of traffic disruptions along Boilers Road beginning August 31st and continuing through October 2nd. The work involves the installation of a new 12-inch water pipeline, which officials say will improve the reliability and efficiency of the water system. Construction will take place on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., with Boilers Road operating under phased local access only restrictions. During the first phase, access will be from Walker's Road only. During the second phase, access will switch to Seafarers Way only. Drivers should expect delays and use caution around construction equipment and workers. In regional news, governments, businesses, farmers, and households across the Caribbean are being urged to step up preparations for potential severe climate extremes as El Nino strengthens and threatens to intensify the hot and dry conditions already affecting parts of the region. In a news release today, the Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology and the University of the West Indies Climate Studies Group, MONA, warned that the region should remain particularly vigilant as August to October marks the peak of the Caribbean's heat season. The unusually dry conditions are also raising concerns because the region is expected to enter its climatological dry season around November. Current forecasts indicate that below normal rainfall could persist into 2027, while potential record-breaking heat could develop during the next heat season, particularly March through May. Dr. Cedric Van Merbeek, climatologist at CIMH, said El Nino conditions in the Pacific strengthened rapidly from weak levels around May 2026 to moderate levels by July. Monitoring data now point to further rapid intensification, with forecasts showing a high likelihood of very strong El Nino conditions between October and December of 2026. The conditions are also expected to persist into the peak of the Caribbean dry season in March of 2027. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Canada has unveiled retaliatory tariffs on hundreds of US imports as their trade war escalates. These would come into effect 2 weeks from now and range between 15 and 50%, matching US imports taxes on Canadian products dollar for dollar. The finance minister said Canadians were standing united, describing the measures as proportionate, targeted, and strategic. The UN and Red Cross are warning that the world is dangerously close to fully autonomous weapons killing humans. They're calling for urgent regulation before such weapons proliferate beyond control. AI-enabled drones have become a feature of the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. US media quoting officials are reporting that the CIA director John Ratcliffe has visited Moscow for talks. A flight tracking website shows his plane has now departed. Mr. Ratcliffe is one of Mr. Trump's negotiators on trying to end the Ukraine war. Two people have died of measles in Pennsylvania, the first reported in the US state in 35 years. Both were unvaccinated.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.